So my name is Dylan Ledbetter. I'm Assistant Director of IT Labs and Help Desk here at Western Michigan University, and I'm just one of several team members that are working on this project.
Okay, and what exactly is the project?
So the project is we are using our 3D printing resources that we already had on campus to be able to create face shields to assist local healthcare facilities with the PPE shortage that's kind of affecting everyone across the globe.
And can you kind of sort of describe the thing you're making and how it will be used?
Yeah, sure. So the face shields that we're creating consist of two parts. One is basically a headband model that we got that from. It's a 3D printing collective based out of Sweden, and it's actually the design is being reviewed by the National Institute of Health, and a few different groups on campus started looking at this at the same time. It was ourselves, Office of Information Technology, along with College of Aviation and College of Engineering and Applied Sciences, and we all kind of landed on the same design just because of how easy it was to create and the limited number of resources that it took to create one. So we start with the 3D printed headband, which we are all 3D printing. And then in addition to that, you just need basically a transparent sheet, regular letter size. So, you know, your regular overhead projector kind of clear sheet. So we take that and just use a 3-hole punch to punch a total of 6 holes in it. And then that, once it's 3-hole punch, that attaches directly to the headband to make a completed face shield. And that's basically used in addition to the N95 masks. It's basically for like a splash guard for the face. To protect against, you know, water and other types of debris like that.
So basically you're making the headband and then attaching that to a sheet that you get from some other place.
Yeah, so we actually had several transparencies on site already that would work fine as shields. And in addition to that, Fabri-Kal, a manufacturing company that's local here in Kalamazoo, donated a 1,000-foot roll of similar material. And we're paired up with folks over in College of Engineering and Applied Sciences, and they're cutting those to size and then delivering those to our guys in the UCC who are assembling the shields.
And how many of these shields do you think Western can make, and where will they go?
So we just started this project earlier this week, and we just made our first deliveries on Wednesday. Yeah, it seems like we're getting close to 100 per day, but it's slowly ramping up as we kind of finalized the design and figured out everyone that's able to contribute. So I wouldn't be surprised if we're able to get over that number per day. And we're actually delivering all of our shields directly to Syndicuse Health Center, and they have actually already been in contact with several other health facilities local to Kalamazoo to kind of distribute, because they're trying to be like kind of a hub for PPE so they can kind of distribute from there. So they're helping us out a lot in that regard. Really excited to be able to do something for the community using resources that we already had, and just really proud of everyone that's been involved across those different parts of the university, and just really happy to do what we can to help.